Today, we're bringing the future into focus through a conversation with International Strategy Forum Director Helen Zhang at the first ever ISF Global Summit. This summit brought together more than 100 new fellows for 4 days to start their 11-month-long ISF fellowship. With cohorts from Asia, Africa, Europe, and North America, the aim of the summit was to build an interdisciplinary network of rising leaders and to strengthen democratic values, collaboration, and security as technology reshapes our world. Helen, welcome.
Thank you, Wilson. Thank you for having me.
We've been excited to do this for a while, and I want to start off with a little bit of an introduction about what ISF is, what the goals of the program are, what you're trying to achieve. So can you give us a quick overview of that?
I can start by telling you a little bit more about Schmidt Futures as well. Schmidt Futures bets early on young, promising talent. And I think as part of that, ISF, or the International Strategy Forum, is taking together over 100 fellows from 4 different regions around the world and bringing them together to work on really complex transnational issues that bridge both public policy as well as technology to solve for the really hard problems in science and society.
This was a big milestone, the first global summit that we've ever done. We've been operating for a couple of years in different regions. Now everyone is meeting for the first time. So what do you think the value is of bringing people from different fields together to talk about things as specific as quantum computing or grander questions about great power politics around the world?
Right. For a lot of these questions and problems that the ISF is trying to solve for, they are very unique because they are transnational, and they are what I think, you know, we learned recently is a term called polycrises. So they require a lot of different parties from different regions to spend a long time in the short term and long term thinking about these problems. So it's not sufficient for government to do this alone, nor is it sufficient for the private sector to do it alone. So what we're trying to create here is sort of like a, osmosis of ideas and exchange of ideas between people in different sectors and different regions, and think about them from a sort of long-term perspective. And I think looking at the fellows getting to know each other and working on solutions and projects together that is actually going to lead to something bigger has been really exciting.
So what kind of actions are you hoping come out of the global summit that we're at right now?
This would look like, for example, shared resources, you know, whether that's people, whether that's tools, sharing job opportunities, as well as references for each other, as well as shared convenings and inviting each other to their regions, as well as actually jointly working on research or producing papers or starting, you know, a project. That's what we're hoping to get out of this. And we're going to be holding our ISF fellows accountable before they meet at their regional convenings to make sure that we move from like ideation to action.
So let's look ahead. Imagine it's 2050. What are you most optimistic about as we move forward? And then we always have to do the counter side as well. What are you most pessimistic about?
I think with a gaze on 2050, I'm both optimistic and pessimistic about the same thing. And what I mean by that is public-private partnerships, particularly with dual-use technology. So we can have technology that can be used for good and that can allow humanity to work together across borders, across issues, across sectors. Or at the same time, that same technology can be adopted for nefarious uses. So I'm really excited to see what sort of collaboration will exist between technology and governments, as well as the private sector in general, versus, you know, a world where, for example, we have private sector-led technologies that are invading privacy or are AI-led or other, you know, nefarious uses for technology that then overtake government and subsume the role of government in certain places.
Helen, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. This has been an amazing summit, the first global convening for the International Strategy Forum. It's been a great chance to meet the fellows, to see what they're going to be up to over the course of their 1-year fellowship, and to see how ISF is charting the way forward. And Helen, again, such a pleasure to meet you here.
Thank you, Wilson.
Thank you for tuning in to Future in Focus, a podcast from Schmidt Futures. We hope you've enjoyed these conversations about the future of science, technology, and global affairs. Future in Focus is produced by Caroline Hartman and Brooke Engerman. We'd like to thank our guests for providing their insights and expertise, and all of you for listening. Make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast platform and stay tuned for more exciting episodes of Future in Focus from Schmidt Futures, a philanthropic initiative founded by Eric and Wendy Schmidt. At Schmidt Futures, We bet early on exceptional people making the world better. We bring these talented people together in networks and prove out their ideas and solve hard problems in science and society. To learn more about our method and the diverse types of capital and tools that we deploy, visit www.schmidtfutures.com.